A white woman visits a black junkie in prison. I tell the story of how I made this poem up. There are some men in prison who are in there for so long they don't receive any mail or visits, and there was this group of women who would come and visit with them just for some kind of human contact. And one day I got a message. A runner came and told me, "Hey, Knight, you got a visit." And I went and looked out in the visiting room, and I didn't see a black face out there. So I said, "I ain't got no visits." So we started to bicker. After explanations and regulations, he walked warily in. Black hair covered his chin, subscribing to villainous ideal. "This cannot be real," he thought. "This is a classical mistake. This is a cake baked with embarrassing icing. Somebody's got, likely as not, a big fat tongue in cheek. What have I to do with a prim blue and proper-blooded lady? Christ indeed has risen when a junkie in prison visits with a wasp woman. Hold your stupid face, man. Learn a little grace, man. Drop a notch that sacred shield. She might have good reason, like I was in prison and you visited me not, or some such. So sweep clear anachronistic fear, fight the fog, and use no hot words." After the seating and the greeting, they fished for a denominator, common or uncommon, and could only summon up the fact that both were human. "Be at ease, man. Try to please, man. The lady is as lost as you." "You got children, ma'am?" he said aloud. The thrust broke the dam, and their lines wiggled in the water. She offered no pills to cure his many ills, no compact sermons, but small and funny talk. "My baby began to walk, simply cannot keep his room clean." Her chatter sparked no resurrection, and truly no shackles were shaken. But after she had taken her leave, he walked softly, and for hours used no hot words.